Hello everybody, I am Gosia. Today, in this video, I will present you something that I think will be important and of interest to many of you, many of us, especially star seeds. And this is the subject of our stellar identity and who we are, as many, many of us here on Earth are kind of perplexed as to why we are here, what our purpose and mission is, and we want to know, we have this burning desire to know who we are, at least some of us. So in this video, I will have a mix of different chats, some of them where Robert was present as well. And yes, Hisvaru will respond some of these questions. So I hope you can find some answers to this burning identity, who am I questions. First, I'm going to leave you with a short video with my Finnish friend, Matthias, who is also a starseed, who feels himself very strongly to be a starseed. And we'll see how he feels about that and whether finding his identity is important to him or not. It's like a reference point to all of us starseeds here on Earth. So enjoy it, and I will see you a little bit later at the end of the video. Okay, so here I am. I am at home, and I'm going to have a little chat with Matthias here in Finland, who is a starseed, who doesn't know what stellar race he is a starseed of. And as we chatted together with him some time ago, it's a source of a lot of nostalgia for him to be a starseed and not knowing. So what he feels for sure might be a very good representation of what many of you feel out there. So before I'll present to you Svaru's, Yazi's answers to this whole topic, I want to ask Matthias about his feelings as a starseed on Earth. So first of all, hello Matthias to the channel. Welcome.
Hello, Gosia. Thank you.
Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. And the first question I would like to throw at you is, how do you feel generally on Earth being a starseed?
Tenseness, being alone, isolated. You can think of it as you have this heavy rucksack on your back, and it's weighing you down. So, and also the fact that, you know, there is nobody who understands you and nobody to connect with. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's hard sometimes to be here.
Any other difficulties that you are experiencing apart from this denseness and being alone? Any other difficult things that you are experiencing as a starseed?
Only that the integration is harder because the frequencies are different. The Earth frequencies are much different than I feel that the place I'm from, that there's a... they are not synced, the frequencies. So that's causing me not being synced, not being integrated. Mm-hmm. So
interesting.
Yeah, and also it's hard to... I actually lost my 3D stuff before everything. I was enjoying my... I was joining things that I don't enjoy anymore. So that shift actually made me to lose interest in my old stuff. So I feel less joy now in different things. So I just need to find new stuff that I find joy.
Okay.
So so it caused me to lose a lot, but I do hope and wish that I get something new in return.
Okay, and now, because this video is mostly about starseed's identity, whether it's important to know your identity or not, from what I understand, you do not know specifically your stellar identity. You just feel generally you are not from here, but you are not identify with any specific race, from what I understand. Yes.
Yes. There's an inner feeling. Has been this inner feeling that I believe that every starseed has, and there's these questions that who am I, where I am from, and why I am here, etc.
Mm-hmm.
There's those questions, and then there's this urge for a mission, you know, and to be in service, to have a purpose. So that's, I believe, common markers that everybody has.
Okay. But in a way, you don't identify with any specific race, correct? You don't have any ideas about what you might be out there in space.
No. I've done in the past these third-party consultations. You could say them that they are readings, psychic readings, Akashic Records readings, and spirit guide sessions.
Why?
To gather data. So that other people might tell me or verify who I am, but actually I have come to realize that I don't need anybody else to tell me who I am, because I just need to go into myself and watch into a mirror, so to speak.
Okay.
So it's in me.
It is.
So those readings, they just give you data, you know, your astrological chart and stuff. They just show you your incarnations, where you're from, where have you been. But we are scalar, we are all, and we have been in many places. And for me, I've come to realize that there is not one specific race that defines me. No. Because I have been in many places, I've been many races. So it's all about that, what the soul wants, the soul's evolutional path. So what it needs in different stages of the evolution path. So I might be, for example, Engen or Taigetan or something, and in some other point of time, I might not be. So it's not so linear as I see it.
That's a good realization, and it will link up with what I'm going to say at the end of the video. However, before, let's retract just a little bit. Before you came to these realizations, right, when you had that search, when you had that quest in you, that drive to go and discover who you are, was it important for you? Did you feel it was important for you to discover your identity? I mean, it had to be, because that's why you went on this readings hunt, no?
Yes. To put it simply, it's to find your roots. So I believe every person, they are searching for their roots. For example, I'm a Finnish. I was born in Finland. I'm Finnish nationality, and I started to actually search that, okay, where does Finnish people come from? Okay, my lineage is Viking. I did my DNA testing, and it verifies that I'm a Viking lineage. So, and then another question is that, where does the Vikings come from? So it's a never-ending path, yeah. You know, so I've always been searching my identity, and then it has been leading me into this point and where I am I now. So it's all about finding your roots. Who are you? And for me, it's really strong within me, finding my roots. Who am I?
Mm-hmm. So that search extended beyond Earth, looking into your possible stellar roots and stellar origin. Do you think in general it is important for starseeds to know who they are? You know, so many of us want to know what race we are incarnating from. Do you think it's important in general? At this point of your spiritual quest, do you think it's important? In general, for all the starseeds, not just you personally.
If you find that it's important for you to find your roots, that it gives you some kind of I can't speak for anybody else except for myself, because only you know who you are, and only you can determine who you are. So I can't really say to that. You must understand yourself why you're feeling what you're feeling, and you need to, all those questions that you have, you need to find answers to those questions yourself, not relying anybody else do the work for you. You need to work at yourself. So accept it, that you are a celestial being. Accept that you are not from Earth, even if you don't know exactly from where. So embrace that and become one with that. And maybe in time you get more specific knowledge of who you are, where you're from. But that's just it, you know?
So you are not anxious anymore, in other words, to know who you are, like you were just a few months ago?
No, not really, because like even those readings did give me a lot of data, and I have a pretty good idea now who I am. Actually, you can say that just like verifies it, like gives you verification. But ultimately, you need to look into the mirror, even if you have a lot of data of yourself. You need to look into the mirror and ask, who am I? And in the end, you actually define yourself. You yourself define who you are. Mm-hmm. So who you want to be, that's who you are.
Okay, that's very good. And the last question that I have actually for you is, do you feel that not knowing who you were prevented you from some reason from knowing what your mission is? Because I remember you were telling me in that time that knowing who you are links with becoming aware of your purpose, right? It's linked. So you wanted to know what your purpose is. You felt idle. You didn't know what how can you serve? How can you fulfill yourself? So knowing your identity, knowing who you are in that way, was linked to knowing what you are supposed to do. Do you still think that not knowing who you are prevents people from not doing their work?
Not really, because like in the end, your higher self made the script. It made the plans. You designed this yourself. So basically, I believe that some key points in your life, like trigger points, that you are being guided from above. Like Yazi said, that we have air support. Okay, we are never alone. Our guides are with us, and we are never alone. And I do believe that they are guiding us through this whole process. We are never alone in here, and you just need to ask for guidance, and they will guide you and listen to your inner guidance system, mm-hmm. your intuition. It's very important. So meditate, be center, and find those answers yourself. So all things will reveal itself in time, or do in time. The last point I would make is that all the actions must come from us. So there's no infringement of free will. And you yourself, you need to take responsibility for yourself. And don't give that power to anyone else. So you must handle your own life and the decisions and the consequences that comes along with that. And it's part of the process. It's part of the game and the experience. So know yourself, trust yourself. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Matthias.
Thank you.
And now I'm going to leave you with this video, where actually Yazhi Zvaru is addressing some of these points. And I think it's important, because I know many, many, many of you are in a constant quest and constant hungry search for the identity. And so enjoy the video, and also I'm going to see you at the end for some little comments from myself. Enjoy!
People often ask, I don't remember who I am. What can we tell them? You must take responsibility. Who you think and feel you are is who you are. You do not need someone to come and tell you who you are, to confirm anything for you. Who you are is something you must develop for yourself. You don't need to remember it, just to know it, and from there, proceed. What you feel, what you imagine, what you create in your mind and in your heart is. And it is because this is how everything works. Imagination is everything, not empty fantasy. Creation of universes. Wanting to remember is natural, but it is not necessary. That is one of the self-imposed tests of being on Earth. You feel like you need to know who you are based on what you wear. Without seeing that everything that once was you is what shapes you today. So you already carry it within you. It is part of you, always. You do not need memories, however interesting they might seem for you, because it is external corroboration to yourself, giving up your power. To think that, perhaps it is not so, that you are only a sack of meat with rickety consciousness generated by chemicals in a biological brain, with causal and deterministic life, and not an original, immortal being capable of everything. Your memories will come to you when the time comes, or not. But you should know that they don't matter. What you imagine today is what you will be, your creation, your future. It is never empty imagination. It is where you are going. There is no fantasy and reality. That's limiting concepts of low densities imposed with the purpose to control. Fantasy and reality is the same, just that one you are living. The other creates what will be lived. How can one free oneself from the sadness of a lifetime? Releasing karma. Karma is released in many ways. The main one is with knowledge. Leave karma behind. Karma is something you decide to carry, not something imposed on you. You can simply decide not to carry it. But you must understand that at some level you have decided to carry it, or else you would not have it. You must then understand why you have decided to carry that. More often than not, it is because of experience, because of the spiritual advancement that it can give you. But it must have an end, not remaining in the same cyclically, not remaining in the wheel of samsara forever. It is part of the matrix game. Everything is duality. To leave karma behind, you must understand that everything is a whole. There are no contrasts. Everything is unified. There is no one-sided mountain. They are both mountain. Stop fighting the idea that something is bad because they are all views based on prejudice. Full integration. Be holographic. There is no such a thing as intrinsically wrong, because everything is experience, and the best teachings and the best advancement comes mainly from the hardest experiences of the ones we call erroneous. we had those experiences for what they would leave us. They are only experiences. You do not have to carry blame, much less incarnation after incarnation. You carry it because you want so. Someone said to me recently, I have been feeling really dense. It's hard to be here. If someone is of a high frequency, Earth is a difficult place to be in. And if the frequency of the planet drops even more, because of all the negativity that is going on, just about everywhere, then the frequency mismatch gets a lot worse, making the starseeds feel even more uncomfortable. But it is also due to normal things, like the realization that they have been living in a lie, that all they were told is false. The same person said to me, how to counter this denseness? I need an elevation because I do miss home. You must first come to understand why you feel that way. Then you must understand that you cannot get rid of it, of how you feel, because that is who you are. And you have that feeling because you have resistance to that density, 3D. As you remember another where you felt a lot better, more at home. So one of the keys is relieving resistance. So suck it up and carry on. Accepting Earth is not your place. See yourself as you feel best, as on a mission there, hiding as a human, being stellar. Make yourself a little bubble where you can be yourself. A little corner of your own density to hide in and recharge. Don't resist 3D. It is quite shitty. It has always been shitty. It's meant to be shitty. You want to force change it? Welcome to the team. But in general, we cannot. So helping is a choice, not an obligation. So you don't need to feel like you are not fulfilling some important mission you have forgotten. You are the mission. So helping is a choice. Why? Not because it was imposed on you, but because it is who you are. We help because that is who we are. Say good morning to the ranty old man that lives close to you. Do not expect him to reply. Say good morning, because that is you. Whatever he does is his problem, not yours. Don't change to fit in. You never will. Accept that. I know. But sometimes it feels like it's not enough just to be here. Again, that is 3D. Release resistance to it. The illusion of being alone, astray, lost. All you need is to know that you must follow what you love best, what you enjoy the most doing, and your mission will reveal itself. Existence alone is doing something extremely important. You are a star being that has been everywhere, learned from everywhere, born free, and from source, forever free. Comments Robert. Thanks, Yasky. This conversation has motivated me to connect more to higher planes. I know that I can. Perhaps I can also help planetary elevation. I'm sure of it. I just don't get to work too much. I have to roll up my sleeves. You don't need to connect to higher planes. That promotes the idea or concept of separation, of higher planes on one side, and Robert on the other, far away, trying to call home. You are those higher planes. You form it. You can't escape them. Your ideas of here and there, of me here and of higher planes there, is what does not allow you to connect to them. Only know what you think, what you feel, what you imagine are the higher planes. You are one with them. Comments Robert. I know. What I want to say is that I want to integrate from this level to the highest levels because I see myself in some way separate. I know that I am not separate, but I perceive myself so, when I know that I really am not. How, for example, visualize a better world? Try to influence from higher planes, main characters here on Earth. You must forget that you have limitations. I know that in some way you feel separate because mentally you are working from a position within a body. And it is not only to visualize a better world, but to live it, despite the fact that everything around you burns. Be that. Forget about the body. Do not try to be in higher planes with the body because it is there and it is designed to create in you the feeling of limitation. All mentally, living your imagination visualization within you, even if it seems to create a separation between mind and body. It is not. Live this way in your mind and the body will follow. Live in the body and it will continue to limit you. It is like living your inner world with your happy imaginary worlds. Even if you are in the garbage around your body, you go as in, ah, if that is garbage, thanks to that I know what is not garbage. And that's why I imagine and live internally everything I imagine. Accept where your body is as another aspect of yourself. Have no resistance to that, to where you are. It is only one more plane of many in which you live. Asks Robert, what would be the border of the real world with the so-called unreal? Is there a border? Everything is real and everything is unreal. They are only points of view based on frames of reference governed by belief systems, most of the time very limiting. The only thing truly real is what you imagine it to be, because it is a reflection of who you are. And you, your consciousness, your knowledge that you exist, is the only thing that's real.
Well, hello, how are you again? I'm doing this because there are a lot of mosquitoes here. I'm outside. Okay, the first thing I would like to say from my comments is that a lot of you, and I understand this passion because I am the same, want to know and have this burning desire to know your stellar identity. Where am I from? What race do I belong to? Who am I? Andromedan, Arcturian, Taygetan? Who? I understand this passion because I have always wanted to know who I am in this sense as well. But I want to say, and this is very, I think, important, it is for me, from my perspective, I want to say that remember that you are the source itself. This means that you are and have been and will be everything. There is no necessity, at least for me at this moment, to strictly see myself and identify myself only with one specific race, even though I do identify myself as a Taygetan, and I do feel the affinity with that race, and of course I want to go back there and experience more of a Taygetan life, but I do not perceive myself as being necessarily that. It's not what really defines me. I feel that I am the existence itself. I am the being. I simply am. And that I am decided to experience life as a Taygetan, and that's okay, and that's valid, and that's the experience, because that was for some reason reflecting what my soul desired to experience. But I feel to see myself purely as that is limiting. I am all, and you are all. We are the source itself, and we have experienced being in many races. So let's not have this desperate drive to be one race or another, because that's just another tag, another etiquette. Just like I am not Polish. I am just a person. I am a being. So the same way being a Tibetan or Arcturian is just another tag, another etiquette. Just know that you are. Identify yourself with that being inside, with the pure existence that you are. You are the source. You simply are. The reason why some of these stellar races, the extraterrestrials, don't want to really reveal to their starseeds who they are and their stellar origin and identity is because they want you, they want us, the starseeds, to discover this for on our own. They want us to feel this inside. It cannot be as something artificial, imposed from the outside, external, as an exterior validation of who you are, because who you are, it's who you are, and what you have been is already in you, and no one outside can tell you what you are. What you have lived and what you have been is you, because everything that you have experienced forms you and shapes you, and it is who you are, and it reflects you. So look at yourself in the mirror. This is who you are. You don't need anyone to tell you you are a Pleiadian or you are the Arcturian. It doesn't really matter. You are who you are. Define yourself, empower yourself, look at yourself, and embrace yourself. Recreate yourself. That's another point that I will get to later. Recreate yourself. Something else that I like very much from this video, from this information from Yasghi, is when she said that you don't need to remember, you only need to know. You only need to know. You don't need to remember all the details. To know, it means what it is you are projecting, what it is you are imagining for yourself, what it is you are attracted to right now at this moment. And this is what you are creating. This is what you are creating. Remember that you are also creating your past and the future kind of at the same time. Another topic. But you don't need to remember. You need to know. You choose who you want to be right now. You imagine. You imagine. You create your imaginary identity. And hey, it's not a fantasy, as she says here. It's not a pure fantasy, because from the level of fantasy and from that mental level, you create. The only difference, as she said here, between the realities and fantasy is that one you live and the other one you will live. And another thing, the fact that you are attracted to create something in your mind and imagine something in your mind, that fact also speaks volumes, and probably you are imagining this for some reason. The fact you are attracted to create this and not that is probably because that's where your memories dwell. That's what you are basing your imagination on. So pay attention to what you are imagining. Don't discard it, live it, and create yourself, define yourself. The good thing about not remembering sometimes, Yasghi also said, is that you have the liberty to choose who you want to be. You have the freedom to be who you want to be. You are not limited to this or that race. Remember, you are above that. You are a transcendental, pure being, the source, and you can create and define and shape yourself at this very point. So use this opportunity to decide, to play where you want to go next. Another very interesting thing is when she said drop resistance to 3D. Yes, the 3D can be very hard, can be very harsh, can be very difficult and heavy. I understand. But a lot of that is because we feel, like she said, that there is a dissonance between what we remember our world to be, our home to be, and this world. But, you know, if you just try to see it as a temporary phase, as an adventure, you are here on the expedition. Be proud of yourself. Drop the resistance to it. See it as an, like I said, as an adventure on a temporary, you are here on a temporary mission. You are here transitorily. You are not going to stay here permanently. You are just checking this place out. Okay? And now you will know what it's like. So see it as that. Drop the resistance to that heaviness itself. And like she said, create your 5D and above bubble where you feel comfortable and happy. And we all have that. You're not going to tell me that you don't have something in this world that makes you feel good. So just identify those things, identify those little details in your life, and devote your time to those little details that make you feel good, that raise your frequency, and that make you feel at peace when you feel well-being. And pay attention to what makes you happy and try to follow in that direction, because yes, we want to find that mission, we want to know what the purpose is, but the emotions and the happiness and love, it will guide you toward that mission. So just focus on that, and the mission will reveal itself or not. Because it could be, like she said here as well, that your mission is just the existence itself. I know it kind of sucks, because I didn't like that either when I was told that a long time ago, and I wanted to be more active, more productive, so I understand. But, you know, that's how it is. We came here on this expedition to be here, to elevate the frequency, to do whatever, and sometimes the existence itself already does a lot. But having said that, identify what you love, identify what brings you joy and what elevates you, and follow in that direction, and then your soul will uncover more of your mission for sure. So the subject of identity could be complex, could be simple at the same time. Simply know that you are everything, that you are the existence itself, pure, sheer existence, the source. Just going in here and manifesting and checking things out from within this temporary 3D biological suit. And when you know this, it all gains a different perspective. Yes, it's not easy to live in this 3D, but when you look at things from this perspective, that you are everything, and you are just here on one of the millions of adventures in the universe, in the journey of your soul, it takes on a completely different perspective and the feeling. So, and it all just feels simpler with that. And remember, you are never, ever alone, and you are never, ever not connected. With those words, I want to finish. Thank you very much, and until next video. Bye bye.